This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Already in progress, final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I don't know if we learned anything today. I don't know if we learned anything last night. I know we learned something yesterday around this time when Shannon Sharp, Fox Sports 1, Undisputed, had Julio Jones on. Certainly didn't feel like Julio Jones knew he was on TV live, but he was on Shannon's cell phone, and Shannon held it up to the microphone, and all of a sudden he had the following conversation.
What's going on, bro?
Man, nothing much. About to go meet up with my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, look, you want to go to the Cowboys, Julio, or you want to stay in Atlanta?
Oh, man, no, I'm out of there, man.
He's out of there.
Ideally, where would you like to go?
Right now, I want to win.
Okay. Well, don't go to Dallas. If you go to, you ain't winning in Dallas, Julio.
Man, listen, come on, man. You already know, I know.
Okay.
Can you remind him we're on television?
Ask him why he wore the Dallas.
Listen, you know how people is, man, with all that going
right
on with the picture?
Yeah.
And all that, stuff like that.
Okay.
Man, I ain't never been on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's good enough. Yeah. Julio, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling me back. We on air, but I appreciate you calling me, Dolph.
Okay. If Julio Jones knew that he was going to be on, then everything's okay. I mean, but I don't know if everything's okay. And if he knew that he was on the air, like, you have a scoop here. Like, what, you going to go to commercial break? It's only 51 seconds. You blow through the commercial break. You got Julio Jones. He says he wants out. Where do you want to go? Why do you want out? Felt like somebody got in Shannon's ear to say, make sure you tell him that he's on the air. And then Jenny Taft, who is the host there, she tries to jump in. I like how Skip goes, he wants to go to Cowboys. Like, he's so excited. it's good TV, you know. I don't know if anybody cares about the ethical portion of it, to let somebody know, certainly in the state of California, two-party consent, where you have to let the other person know that you're recording them. But other than that, I think most of us were like, okay, great content. Now where's Julio Jones going? Is he going to go to the Chargers? If he goes to the Packers, that make everything better with Aaron Rodgers. And then you had the Aaron Rodgers conversation with Kenny Mayne last night. And Kenny pressed him, but you could tell that Aaron was not here to reveal much.
Are you demanding a trade?
With my situation, look, it's never been about, never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. He a lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way.
All right. But, okay, so where are we now? Character, you've got problems with somebody in management, but everything else is great. I mean, the culture itself of Green Bay and the history and the fans, your teammates, but you're willing to give that up because they drafted a quarterback and they didn't tell you. I think I could try to move on past that. If I loved everything else so much, okay, I got a GM who bet against me winning the MVP or having a successful season. Okay, you proved him wrong. Now continue to prove him wrong. You still have those teammates. You still have Lambeau. You still have that great city. You got great fans. Why give that up because of one situation? And you can win this division in your sleep. I mean, the Bears are okay. The Lions are on the rebuild. Vikings feel like they're average. Here you go. Got another chance. Maybe a couple of chances here. Win another Super Bowl here. Just feels short-sighted to say, you did this and you didn't let me know. Would I be angry? Yes. But I'd also have to factor in everything else and say, okay, let's put it in perspective. They embarrassed me. They didn't let me know. At least give me a heads up. They bet against me. Absolutely. I think we can all, that's firmly established. Now what do you do? If you won out, then just say you won out. Julio Jones said it. He didn't know he was telling everybody he was saying it, but he said it. I wonder when Julio Jones got home and all of a sudden he started watching TV and he went, oh, my agent's calling me. Oh, all the Falcons are calling me. Oh, Matt Ryan's calling. Uh-oh. We better put out a statement here. But with Aaron Rodgers, if you want to be traded, do you want to go to Denver? You're probably the fourth best team in your own division. They have to give up draft picks to get you. Are you ready to win? Who wins? You go to Denver? Did you win? I mean, it's one thing for Peyton Manning to go because they had an unbelievable defense and won a Super Bowl because of that defense. I mean, Peyton was just the quarterback. He was listed as the quarterback. He wasn't leading them to the Super Bowl. Aaron's got great years left. You got great talent here. You got one of the best receivers in the game. Got a very good running back. You got a good offensive line. You should have a good defense. They keep spending draft picks on that defense, but I'd hate to give that up. I mean, Bart Starr there 16 years, Favre there 16 years, and you've been in there 16 years. You got a chance to... But I don't know what's important. I mean, his fiance may say, I want to live elsewhere. Who knows? That's the thing. We don't know. I know more about what Aaron Rodgers wants to do with Jeopardy than I do what he wants to do with the Green Bay Packers. He wants to host Jeopardy. I don't know if he wants to be the quarterback of the Packers. That's crazy. Yeah, Paulie.
One thing about the interview, though, he didn't say he wanted to be traded, but he sure didn't say he didn't want to be traded.
Yeah.
Like, he could have cleared that up real fast. Say, I want to be a Packer till the end of my career. I want to stay here. I want to win a Super Bowl here. I do not want to be traded. He could have done that yesterday. He had open forum.
It just feels like he wants to let management twist a little bit. Like, I want this to hurt a little bit more, and then we can make peace, and we can coexist, and I'll come back. That's what it feels like to me. I'm going to make my point. You made your point. I'm making my point. In fact, I'm going to make my point a couple of times. I'm going to be vague. I'm going to avoid this. I'm going to have cryptic messages being sent out by former teammates. Because there's been a lot that he wants the GM fired. A lot of sources close to, I'm hearing, former teammates. Where are they getting that information from? Because I'm guessing if you're a former teammate of Aaron Rodgers and you're speaking on his behalf, you're probably speaking on his behalf with knowledge. And maybe he's using his teammates to get a message out there right now. But as it stands, I don't think we learned anything last night. And we did learn that Julio Jones does want out, thinks he's out of Atlanta. Greatest spectacle in racing returns to the month of May, the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500 Sunday, 11 Eastern, only on NBC. Great merchandise, new t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com. Got a thumbs up to Phil t-shirt for making history this weekend. New Meat Friday t-shirts. And we pay tribute to the position of tight end. Go to danpatrick.com. Also, got some Penny's dog biscuits, the Bang Biscuits, that you can order as well. Very proud of that. The Bucks jumped out to a 2-0 series lead over the Heat. Impressive win last night. Bryn Forbes, who played at Michigan State and Cleveland State, was lighting up the night. But the Bucks, I don't know if you trust them. They were up 2-0 on the Raptors in the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals, then dropped their next four. I know how good they can be in the regular season. Greek Freak can be great in the regular season. Outside shooting, an issue. Free throws in the clutch, an issue. And that's your best player. So far, so good in the playoffs, though. Even down 2-0, the Heat aren't going to be an easy out. We'll see if the Bucks can continue to roll as their series shifts to South Beach coming up this week or this rest of this week. Yeah, Paul.
The Heat are kind of confusing. I was watching them last night in the past few weeks. Tyler Hero is still off the bench. I thought he was kind of exploding last year in the playoffs. He got 18 minutes last night. You know, they got Trevor Ariza starting. He scored no points. I guess I know they have a bench strategy. I think people expected a lot more. Again, it's early.
I think that there was concern with Tyler Hero that he bought into being Tyler Hero. And Tyler the Hero, he was great in the bubble. And I think waiting for him to take that next step, doesn't feel like he has. Feel like he kind of stayed in neutral here. But I think that's a concern. But it's a concern for any organization when you have a young star. When somebody, you know, christens you as a star, they make you special. And maybe you're not ready for it. But Tyler Hero had a lot of performances in the bubble where we're like, wow, he's not afraid of a big moment here. He should have graduated. He should have graduated to add to his game. And you haven't heard, how many times you hear Tyler Hero's name this season? Like, he had a nice season. You just, that's where the great players, they take the next step. You continue to take that next step. Feels like Duncan Robinson has taken the next step. And as Woj pointed out, imagine your job is to shoot threes. He's going to make $20 million a year. He's Duncan Robinson. He'll make, great story. Yeah, Paulie.
Duncan Robinson of the Heat, he attempts 8.5 threes per game. Guess how many twos he attempts per game?
One.
1.5.
Yeah. He's not paid. Not paid to shoot twos. Paid to shoot threes. Jeez. Let's see. A couple of phone calls here. By the way, we say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. You can watch this program. You can see Seton's sunburn turning into a suntan.
Right before your very eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It looks
hot.
It does. It literally looks hot to the touch. By the way, we're shooting the new calendar. And we're doing famous album covers. It was a wild scene yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Because if I would have said there was nudity, there was towels, there were fishnets, that was yesterday afternoon.
That's a day one.
Yeah, that's just one day shooting the calendar. And you know, I walked in the back because I shot my calendar, my photo, And it's supposed to be a closed set. I walk in the back. Paulie's taking his pants down.
Yep.
And
that's a Monday.
And I see fishnets, stockings. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't be here. And it's my place. And I thought, okay, this is awkward. And you'll be the recipients. I mean, leave it to us to have nudity. It's guys. And we're selling these calendars to an audience that says mostly men. Yep, we know our target audience here. Yeah, Paulie.
In retrespect, I would have picked a nice Bruce Springsteen album cover with a pair of jeans and like a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
That would have been easy. I was handed a medium ladies fishnet onesie, I guess you'd call it. And I'm looking at it like, well, there's no way this is fitting in there.
Is it a bodysuit?
I'm not exactly I'm not exactly thin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, McLovin.
So for sales sake, do we downplay the nudity or upplay the nudity?
Oh, we're going to up the... We're all in on nudity. We're all in. There was a lot of skin on display yesterday. It was awesome. I may have to get pasties, you know, for some people in
here. Why start now?
Too late.
And the French kid is doing all the photographs. And, you know, he's been around here long enough to not really, like, nothing bothers anybody because we've been doing this, these stupid things. But the calendar will be out this fall. We'll have it in time for Christmas. Yeah, Paulie.
I was last guy back there to shoot one of the shoots where towels were involved.
Yeah.
And I made it very clear. I go, I want my own towel, not the Fritzy towel, and I don't want them sharing. And I was, you know, I had a towel wrangler to make sure it was my own.
Yep. But I think that there are some iconic album covers that we're going to be able to replicate. They're going to be pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. Including one by Seton, which I don't know how you're going to be able to do this one, but I really look forward to how you're going to be able to do this. Here's the hint. Seton is, I think, going to shoot this album cover in my swimming pool. And I had to tell my wife this morning. I said, we're doing album covers for the calendar. And she said, oh, which ones do you have? And I told her. And she had suggested a couple that she thought would work for Fritzy, mentioned Billy Joel. And then I said, we're going to use the pool. Seton's going to shoot the cover. And I mentioned the album. And she goes, oh, my God. And I go, and she goes, like, are we going to see everything? And I go, I don't think we can do that.
Just for the record, the water is very cold.
Very cold. There'll be shrinkage.
Don't blame the water.
But Seton.
For the water. The water is very, I haven't been in there yet, but it's very cold. Okay.
I know. The French kid said, is the water cold? And I go, yeah.
It is freezing.
I said, it will be by the time Seton gets in there. I'm going to be putting ice cubes in there. But Seton is going to be shooting one of the album covers in my swimming pool. God, I love this job. And you guys are great sports, too. I mean, it's because I said, look, you got to buy in. We got makeup on yesterday. We had a makeup artist in there. Eyeliner, you know. We did it all yesterday. Yeah, Paulie.
The makeup person was really nice, and she said, the stuff I'm putting on your eyes is called waterproof mascara. It may be a bit tough to get off. When I woke up this morning, it was still on. I'm rubbing. I'm sandblasting, power washing.
I didn't know I still had it on, and I'm at dinner last night. My wife goes, what's wrong? And I go, nothing. She goes, it looks like, do you have a black eye? I go, no. I said, I have mascara on, and my daughter goes, why are you wearing mascara? I go, I'm shooting. It was for the calendar at work.
I look like the Raiders quarterback Derek Carr with my eyes.
Ooh.
Well, he's an eyeliner guy.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. And we do have a bet. McLovin is all in on the Lakers tonight. He guarantees the Lakers will win tonight.
That feels kind of safe, right? I haven't bothered to check the Vegas odds on the game, but
I'm going to guess Lakers by 2.5. How's that?
Okay. And it's on the road, I imagine. Still in
Phoenix.
Yes, it is.
It's still in Phoenix, yes. And if McLovin doesn't, then McLovin gets a pie to the face tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stay up for the game.
Yeah.
I really kind of do wish these West Coast games were earlier, though.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But then the people on the West Coast can't see it.
Mm.
If they started too early. Let me take a break here. Would you guys check the odds? See if the Lakers are favored? My gambling days? Yes, Paulie.
I got the Lakers giving 2 chips to the Suns.
Oh, I said 2.5. Okay.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Brooklyn's giving 9 to the Celtics.
I still got
it. Oh, the Clippers. Oh, this is not setting up well. They're giving 7 to the Mavs.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Seems like a lot. Well, maybe they figured out how to guard Luka with their great wing players, their wing defenders here. All right, we'll take a break. 20 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Yesterday, the other Danettes were dragging because we were working a little bit later on, and I wasn't. I got the energy. I keep up with the younger guys around here. Energy, strength, stamina. Even when I was taking off my shirt yesterday, it was like, oh, okay. Who's the young gentleman here taking off
Somebody
his
shirt? Somebody means business.
Yes. Yeah. That was business and pleasure all in one right there. Yeah. M-Drive, clinically tested ingredients, and it's the supplement I take every single day. Helps you burn more fat, stay lean, boost your drive. 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, mdrivedan.com. Also, pick up M-Drive at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Vitamin Shop, and I've been using M-Drive for a year now. You can stay fit, keep up with the youngsters here. How do you feel today? Ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com today. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Among the guys who have played at least 50 games during their NFL careers, no one averages more yards per game than Julio Jones. Not even close. He averages almost 10 yards more per game than Calvin Johnson did. 10 yards more than Michael Thomas, 11 yards more than Antonio Brown, and 12 yards more than Odell Beckham Jr. III.
Whoa! Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I like how whenever there's the possibility of a wide receiver being available, whether it's in the draft or a trade, free agency, Patriots. It's always the Patriots. Patriots having internal discussions about Julio Jones. If the Patriots had discussions, we wouldn't know. They don't let nobody tells anybody anything there for fear of retribution, being fired. You know where the discussion is? The internal discussions? Internally in Bill's head. That's the internal discussion.
I don't know. Do I want Julio Jones? Yeah, I think you do. He's expensive. Yeah, what's it going to cost? Well, Atlanta can pick up half of that. Is he 32? 33.
There's your internal discussion. Yes, yeah,
I don't feel like it's that much of a stretch to say every team is having internal discussions right now about Julio Jones.
I would imagine. It's like I go back to Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman was asked, I think, about the Aaron Rodgers situation. And he said, it's not my job to get involved in that. And I thought, no, that's your job. You're the general manager. You're not in charge of concessions or the cheerleaders.
Trades, free agency. Yeah. That's, I can't get involved.
Yeah, I don't get involved in that. That's none of my business. Yes, McClellan.
The draft, that's for the scouts. I don't need
that pesky stuff. I don't want to deal with that. We keep looking at this video of Brooks Koepka being interviewed on the Golf Channel, and Bryson DeChambeau walks behind him, and it's as if Brooks Koepka smelled something bad when Bryson DeChambeau walked by. Like, he just goes, oh God. And he rolls his eyes. Now, this is the one sport where you can't really go at each other. You could be paired with each other, but you can't. There's nothing you can do physically to the other guy. You can beat him on the golf course, but you're not fighting.
It's
not hand-to-hand combat. Like McEnroe and Connors didn't like each other, but they could sort of take it out against each other. You're going against that person. Football, baseball, basketball, you could have a good competition there. But golf, you can't. But if they somehow can pair Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka at the U.S. Open, that'd be awesome. Just the body language. Maybe it's not much, but it feels like Brooks Koepka really, really doesn't like Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if Bryson DeChambeau doesn't like Brooks Koepka, but this might be one of those situations where Brooks is probably tired of hearing about the mad scientist, the mad genius that Bryson DeChambeau is. Because Brooks is the better player, and Brooks is no nonsense. He's just out there, and he plays the game like he's a fullback or a linebacker. Like, I'm just out here playing on one leg, at the PGA Championship. Had surgery in March. He's out there. He doesn't give you great insight into, you know, the scientific process. He probably looks at DeChambeau and goes, oh, God, here we go again. Yeah, see.
But plus, like, couldn't you see being at the driving range and, like, here comes DeChambeau walking up and you're like, oh, God, here he comes with that stupid smashing balls. All that swing, that's crazy. Oh, dude, really? Damn.
And you got, you know, all the cameras that are going to be on him, and you got, you know, swing coaches there, and you got the club, you know, the whatever his club is that he uses.
And he's walking with that intensity and putting the ball onto the tee, smashing it, getting another one, putting it on, smashing it.
Got that hat on. Man.
I'm just trying to work on this fade or something.
Yes, McLovin.
Is that like when we're shooting around baskets and Todd comes out there and starts bombing left-handed hooks all over the place?
I almost injured you guys a few times.
And you have to watch like your head because...
No, but Bryson DeChambeau has talent. He's won a major. Todd doesn't have talent. Yes, Paul.
But any chance Brooks is upset because without Bryson DeChambeau, he's the jacked guy on tour. Now he's the second most jacked guy on tour. Because Bryson is a monster. He looks like a middle linebacker. Brooks looks like a guy who may have played football before. Like, he's in very good shape. But he doesn't look like the monster.
I think all Brooks Koepka cares about is majors. That's it. That's all he cares
Bryson
about.
Bryson is buys and tries.
It feels like it's, you know, I'm going to drive it 500 yards one day. I'm going to drive it one day where my arms fall off my body. Like they're attached to the club. One day they'll be like, man, he hit that ball. He lost his arms. Yeah, see.
You remember the Kevin Nealon bit on Saturday Night Live years ago when he's the bodybuilder and he pulls his arms off?
Is that Hans and Franz?
And I don't remember if it was Hans and Franz or not, but I think it was Kevin Nealon, and he's trying to lift like this insane amount of weight and he just pulls his arms right off. And they're like, oh my gosh! What? That's what Bryson DeChambeau, one day he's just going to twist himself in half because he's like, yes!
Yes, Todd.
Do the golfers have any say in the pairings or they have to acquiesce? Well, this is what it is, they're in charge, and this is what you're playing with?
No, they have no say.
Even if you're like, I really can't stomach being with this person. Just put me with anybody else. They can't say that.
No. Mm-mm. It's for TV. I'm guessing Tiger probably had some say at some events where he'd be like, hey, I want to play with this guy. I don't want to play with this guy. I'm going to guess he had that power. But when it comes to a major, no. You're usually they'll put the group of guys who won majors in the last major of the year. You got the three guys who've won majors, and then they may play in the same group. Former U.S. Open champs going to be paired together. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you think the U.S. Open would have the nerve to actually pair these two guys? I mean, they might be listening now, and it's got to be in their ear at some point.
I would hope so. After they see this video, I mean, Brooks, it's not one of those where he's hiding it. And he knows. Now, I was surprised the Golf Channel put this out because this was a live to tape where, you know, Todd Lewis is getting ready to do the interview and then you're going to ask some questions. And then all of a sudden, Brooks sees Bryson DeChambeau walk by and, you know, lets out, curse word. And then they have to start it again. Well, you have these where you do a live to tape. It's called, you know, that's why it's live to tape. You can do it again. I wish this would have been live, but it is live to tape. Therefore, a lot of times this stuff never sees the light of day. Yeah, see.
Well, they do say in the video, sort of like joking, like, oh, we're going to have some fun with this or something to that effect. And I don't really care.
Yeah, he didn't care that anybody knows how he feels about Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, McLovin.
We were batting around a poll question option. Is it better when athletes do get along or don't get along?
No, don't get along. Nobody tunes in to see two guys like each other.
That's the NBA today. They're all buddies.
I don't like it. I want competition. I want you to be competitive. When Bird and Magic, they didn't like each other. I like that. And then all of a sudden they did that commercial in French Lick, and I went, oh, no, they're going to like each other. Isaiah Thomas and Magic kissing before the tip-off. I didn't like that. When the Bulls played the Pistons, they didn't like each other. That was great TV. Lakers-Celtics didn't like each other. Like, what is your rivalry now? The Lakers versus
who?
It's no animosity there. I want that tension. And I'm spoiled because in the 80s, going to Boston Garden when the Lakers played the Celtics in the NBA Finals, and to feel it, like that had an atmosphere of a heavyweight title fight. And having covered a couple of those Tyson fights, like you walk in and you're like, God, there's nothing like this. And that feeling in the Garden in June, no air conditioning, so hot. And the games always came down to the wire. And I love that. But I like that McEnroe and Connors didn't like each other. I love that rivalry. Now, you don't have it as much now, but I think we do miss that. You know, the Red Sox and Yankees, when it became a rivalry, that was juicy. Yeah, McLovin.
The other day when Chris Paul had his season-ending shoulder injury that he was back 11 minutes later from, it was LeBron carrying him off amongst all the teammates. It was a sad moment for rivalries.
But it's Chris Paul who was boxing out LeBron, and LeBron fell.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was Chris Paul who caused that. And then Chris Paul, you know, he says he's playing with his injured shoulder tonight. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like all the rivalries in sports these days are athletes versus management and ownership. And I'm not kidding. If you look at most of the time an athlete calls somebody out, it's either a coach, management, GM, or owners, not fellow athletes. They're partnering up to get paid. That's what the athletes are doing now.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though, fellas? Just stopping by for a quick run through. You were talking about album covers, and I was just wondering, are you going to reserve the Michael Jackson Thriller cover for Frisky? Because I don't think anybody can beat it like he can.
All righty, Jeff. All righty.
That's largely inappropriate.
Mostly true, but largely inappropriate. We do not recreate Michael Jackson. We do not do that album cover. I don't want to give any hints yet, but I will say that they're great. Like, we picked some really great album covers to try to recreate. Some maybe I'm going to regret, but you know, when you say Paulie, fishnets, and a onesie?
Someone's getting rich.
You got my attention.
Get your accounts ready.
Yeah, when I say Seton, naked, swimming pool, you got my attention. I got to let my neighbors know that you're going to be in my pool. I should let them know. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, my neighbors, some of them are a little bit older, and I just don't want them looking out the window. Yes, McLean.
We saw a Seton sunburn from this weekend. I hope there's going to be some sunscreen in the situation. Could be some awkward moment.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Don't you like have some strict rules in your community there? Like every little thing, you can't have the chimney a half an inch tall and the other one's chimney or whatever they do.
Let's don't start.
Certain colors of paint can't be used.
Everything's good, Todd. Tommy in North Carolina. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Not much. You got my attention with the calendar, but you're not getting my money. I'm sitting this year out.
Oh, well, okay, Tommy.
I'm just kidding. On that hit, I think that would be a lot like the old Bo Jackson, Brian Bosworth hit.
Oh, okay. If those two, well, there was a winner and a loser in that hit. I was talking about if DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka were on the football field, because Brian Bosworth didn't do well on that so-called tackle with Bo Jackson. Not many people did. When you see somebody explode into the defender, I mean, Walter Payton took on contact. Jim Brown took on contact. You know, there's certain running backs. You know, Earl Campbell took on contact. Herschel did in college, not in the pros. But Bo Jackson took on contact. Like, he initiated contact. He welcomed contact. Yeah, McLevin.
I'm saying this. I know it's going to make Paul mad, but when Herschel got to the Eagles, I've never seen a daintier running back than him. He was just like tiptoe through everything.
He did dance a little bit, but I think it was because that he had been injured. And I think the mileage caught up on him, and he ran it. Running backs will run a different way, usually when they get paid. And I remember, you know, there were members of the Giants who thought Brandon Jacobs ran differently after he got paid. Because when you're around that guy, when we stood next to Brandon Jacobs, I'm thinking, how does somebody tackle this guy? It was just, it was eye-opening how big he was. But I don't care how big you are, there's only so many hits the body will take. And then you start to run differently. Ed in San Antonio. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind today?
Hey, gentlemen. Living the life. Do you think it's a little too soon to send Brooks a Scally cap in the mail?
Oh, yeah, that probably wouldn't go over well if you gave him one of Bryson DeChambeau's little hats there, Tams.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Payne Stewart made it look good. I'm not sure Bryson. Anyway, I got a bad limerick Tuesday.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay, there was a disgruntled receiver named Jones who once spoke too much on the phones, but now there's a catch. Because of his on-air wretch, it's time for Hooli to get the stretch.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ed. Ed made you sound a little more professional there, Todd. Yeah, see.
I got to stick up for the toddler here.
Yeah, no, I got Todd. That's Todd plus one.
Ed didn't follow the appropriate AABBA format of the limerick rhyme, if I'm not mistaken.
It was lines 3 through 5 were all rhyming.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Not AABBB.
That's not iambic pentameter, is it?
I don't know what that was, but it was a little off. It was kind of like a dimmerick.
Okay.
You just let it go.
I should have just let it go. Why am I so competitive with that stuff?
I know, but you shouldn't be.
Aloha! My turn for limerick. Yeah, I get like that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Ryan to call. Ryan is in your kitchen, man.
Oh, man, is he ever
entrenched.
Ryan owns you.
It's kind of sad to see,
it
actually.
It is. It is.
Todd just getting owned by Ryan.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Ryan has a house in Hawaii and a house in Todd's head.
Yeah, it's rough. He's got a lot of real estate.
A house in Hawaii setting up residence.
Yeah, rent-free.
In your head.
Rent-free.
Rent-free with his wife.
And I wore the Aloha shirt the other day. I just totally gave up.
Take a break here. Last call for phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Who is this, Seton?
Swinging Utters.
Swinging Utters?
Yeah. Undertaker.
You're a Wisconsin band?
I want to say that they're from San Francisco, but I'm not sure. I might be wrong about that.
Swinging Utters.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't ask. Blake in Arizona. Blake, welcome to the program. What can I do for you?
Hey, bud.
Hey!
So, a couple things. Number one, I made the bet with Fritzy on Friday about LeBron going on the ground three times. I wanted to give Fritzy the opportunity to pick which pie my wife is going to hit me in the face with.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a nice cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Okay. You got it. And then my wife, she listened to you say, tell your wife I said hello. More times than I'd like to admit.
Yeah. And Blake, what's her name?
Yeah.
What's
Serena.
Serena. Hi, Serena.
Second, when I'm not making stupid bets, I'm an attorney. wanted to chime in on the Julio Jones fiasco. So yes, California is a two-party consent state.
Yeah.
Federal law is one party. Georgia is one party. So really it's going to depend on which state they apply. If they apply federal, they're okay. If they apply Georgia law, they're okay. I don't know where Julio was at the time. But secondly, if I were them, what I'd be doing is reaching out to Julio's attorney and saying, hey, can we go ahead and create a story here where he consented? So that's probably what's happening right now, just so there's no criminal violations that occurred.
All right. Well, thank you, Blake, and good luck with the cherry pie, and say hello to Serena for me. Yeah, we don't know what's going on in this situation because nobody said anything, and we've reached out to people just to find out. I'm guessing Shannon is going to call Julio and say, hey, my bad. Hope I didn't hurt things. He might have helped him. You know what I would do? I'd call Julio on the air. And this time when he picks up, you say, hey, Julio, we're live on the air. My bad. Sorry about yesterday. Yes, Todd.
So you don't want to do something illegal, but you want to get together and create a story where he consented, which may have not been what happened.
Yeah, that actually sounded worse. Yeah. Like, hey, man, can you just lie and tell us that we consented? Oh, okay, sure.
We don't want to do anything illegal, like make up something that happened.
That's what lawyers do, don't you, McLovin?
Yeah, well, paralegal.
Oh, paralegal.
But it's a cover-up is worse. I think a lot of people are willing to give Shannon Sharp a pass on a one-time mistake.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like Shannon Sharp had no idea. Now he knows if he did it again. But a cover-up.
I'm going to guess this topic was not brought up on Undisputed today. I'm going to guess.
How do you just ignore that, though?
I'm going to guess.
Like, I'm sorry. How do you just ignore that? Oh, yeah, by the way, this happened yesterday. We're not going to talk about it today.
Well, Skip's got to have more time to talk about how unclutch LeBron is.
He's out of there.
Yes, Paul.
All they do is self-promote. You thought they did 2 hours with that clip today. They did not run it.
Yeah, I know.
Funny.
Jeff in Los Angeles. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What's up, DP?
Hi, bud.
A couple things for you. So with Brooks and Bryson, doesn't it kind of feel like it's high school and, you know, Brooks is the cool kid and then Bryson's the dork that comes back with a new look after summer and then people think he's cool now? He's just like,
That's well done. That's well done, Jeff. Yeah.
And then also, I mean, spoiler alert, guys, with Seton's album cover, I mean, if you know music and you know what Seton's music is, we know what that is. So
yeah, but you can't imagine what it's going to look like.
Swinging udders.
Here's my proposition. If I can guess it off air with you guys, I get a signed album cover from you guys, all on that page, only that page. I want the signatures right there with Seton.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do, Jeff. There's no promises.
It's not really a difficult guess. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Wait, where does he want the signatures? Right there on what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, we could get all five in.
Yeah.
No problem.
And the you boys in
could,
the back.
You guys could go first, middle, last name. Don't matter. Wow. They're all fitting in.
All righty.
Confirmation name.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the Lord gave you. Yep, we can do it.
Yeah. All right. I just think what you may know what the album cover is, but just how are we going to pull this off? I don't know. I just know Seton's going to be in my pool.
Yeah.
Daniel in California. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hey, bud.
First time, long time. 5'9", a brisk 250.
All right.
And going back to the Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka take. Kind of reminds of the early 2000s. You got Ray Lewis and Jerome the Bus Pettis kind of going back and forth. One's a pretty heavy set guy and one's pretty lean, and they're just kind of duking it out with the rivalry that the media's trying to overplay and up there in the AFC North.
Well, this seems real, though, and thanks for the phone call. Like, I'm not making anything up. I'm not reading anything into this other than I'm looking at Brooks Koepka's reaction is... He leaves nothing open to interpretation. It is, I hate this guy. I despise this guy for whatever reason. And we did reach out to Brooks to try to have him on yesterday. But I would just like to know, like, what is it about Bryson that bothers you? That clip is awesome. If you get a chance, I don't know if it's on our social media page, but... Can we put it on there?
Sure.
Okay. Are we allowed to put it on there? I don't know. It feels like there's no rules anymore. You can do whatever you want here. Let's go around the room. What we learned. Todd, what'd you learn?
The MMQB's Albert Breer thinks the perfect olive branch to make nice with Aaron Rodgers, sign Julio Jones. And
McLovin.
Albert Breer claims to be a really good tanner.
Seton.
Your favorite new band, Swinging Udders, from Santa Cruz.
Ooh. Paulie.
How are the Udders not a Wisconsin band?
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, at least Seton, Paulie, and McLovin. I don't know about Todd.
Wow.
Maybe you'll have a limerick tomorrow. That'd be great.
Wow.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.